Welcome, everybody. Shir number 780. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're trying to finish up Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. Again, various different, very important halachas pertaining to making damoitzi, when an interruption could be made, and some various different other factors here and there. So we spoke a little bit about Shabbos, Lechem Mishnah, and so on. All in conjunction with the bracha of hamoitzi and eating. After this Bezras Hashem, as soon as we finish Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Kuf Samach Zayin is a little bit of a miscellaneous variety of these halachas, so it's hard to really put your hand on it exactly what it's all about. Although the title is actually Makom Zman Habitzia Umihu Habitzeya, so the time and place and so on of the one making the moitzi and eating the moitzi and so on, and how to work with it. Okay, but be it as it may, as soon as we finish Bezras Hashem, these various different miscellaneous halachas pertaining to these important things with hamoitzi and so on, we hope to move on to probably Simen Reish Zayin or Reish Ches, which is extremely important. Reish Zayin, we want to talk a little bit about the after brachas. For example, a borei nefashos. We spoke about benching in the past, various different halachas pertaining to benching. Obviously, there's a lot more, but I want to talk a little bit about borei nefashos, which is a bracha that we really did not have a chance to talk about, and try and get a little bit. We've mentioned in the past, we want to try and get a little bit into al hamichya. And possibly with the Alamechia, Al Hagefen, Al Hawait, and so on, the various different brachas and the reasons why those brachas were made, the longer brachas and so on, the longer after brachas, and Simen Reish Ches. And now actually Simen Reish Ches, just to make everybody a little bit familiar, Reish Zayin talks about Baron Afashis, Reish Ches talks about the various different ins and outs of Mizonos, actually, which we learned a lot of those halachas in reference to when mizonos is put into food, how to work with it. And not as far as the washing and benching, not kaveya, but when you make a mizonos or when you make a shahakal on something, like we spoke about the fish in the past and fried fish and these various and schnitzel and these different type of things, how that works in reference to having the flour when it's acting as just a side factor, like just to keep it all together, or for some other issues, or when it's actually made for taste or satiation for mazon. But okay, we'll get to all that. We spoke about that in the past, but that's what some of that stuff is brought down in Reish Ches. We'll try and get a little bit more into the bracha of mazonos per se. Just to whet the appetite. Why we say mazonos? Actually, if you think about it, mazonos or hamoitzi, for that matter, it's really huadama. It's really items which come from the ground, right? It's flour and so on. So, why we don't say hadama, huadama, what is the bracha mazonos all about? Okay, but we'll try and get a little bit into that when we talk about that. And then moving on to the, like I mentioned, the after brachas with Al HaMichya, and even before that, we want to get to Borei Nefashos. Okay, so just a quick halacha, trying to finish off our Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, brings down the Ramah, actually the last two lines in the Ramah in Kuf Samach Zayin. He says, interesting fact, Aviyesh Lechol HaPrusa Shabbat Salah, in other words, if somebody makes a bracha, even during the week, but obviously on Shabbos, but even during the week, if somebody makes a bracha, you make a bracha on a roll or whatever the case might be, one should be careful to, he brings up, Yesh Lech LaPrusa Shabbat Salah, the bracha that you made, the piece of bread that you made the bracha on, that you made the hamoitzi on, one should be careful to eat from that first, before Kodim Sheikha Pasacha, before you start eating other breads. Let's say there's other breads, but you made the bracha on this one roll. Let's say, for example, let's just give you an example, Shatayna Cheles Latayovan, that this should be eaten with a appetite. V'humishim Chibuv Mitzvah, and this is because of plain and simple Chibuv Mitzvah, the love for a mitzvah. Now, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, obviously it's a totally separate issue. We have Lechem Mishnah, a person has to eat from Lechem Mishnah, right, to Chalas and so on. That's a separate halacha. Now, we're just talking about simple person has a role, there are other roles, they went to a bris or whatever, they went to a simcha during, and they have a role, they made a moitzi on the roll, right? We spoke about, just to review real quickly, you pick up the roll, you're supposed to hold on to it. In general, the foods we said you hold on to in your right hand when you make a bracha, when it comes to bread, again, not Shabbos, during the week, Shabbos also, you pick them both up, but even during the week, you hold it with both hands, 10 fingers and so on. We spoke about those reasons, the ins and outs of that. and you make the bracha on that roll. So lemaisa, one should eat from that roll first, and before they eat other bread. In other words, let's say there's other rolls on the table, or whatever the case, there's other bread on the table, or whatever the case might be. And that is because of chibuv mitzvah. And he brings down on the bottom, he does the mishabura, sifkat samach tzadik zayin, the kasav shlosh, agam yishar mina prusa hamoitzi ma'at. One should even leave over a little bit of this original bread that they ate from, again, during the week, right? The roll, or whatever it is, the bilkula, whatever it is, shagam yishar mina prusa hamoitzi ma'at, sheyechol achar achilot, that they should, even towards the end of the meal, they should eat a little piece of this original roll, and so on. Again, it's all part of the chibuv of the love of a mitzvah. You made a mitzvah on this roll, right? You made a hamaitzi on this roll, on this bilkula, whatever the case is. Okay, so I just want to read real quickly from the Sefer Oitzra Halacha. It's not too much, and it's not a major, not too much on this halacha, but it's an important thing to keep in mind. He brings down lecha kazayis rishonim miprusa shabbat. I love a person should try and eat a kazayis. We've spoken about it in the past also, that a person should, if possible, a chatchila, at least, preferably, one should eat a kazayis of the moitzi before they actually even talk out, and definitely before they eat something else also. Again, lechatchila, but the evidence, if they didn't, you don't have to make over a bracha, obviously, but he brings down Das Ramah, like we just saw, the Yesh Lecha Perusa HaMoitzi, that Ramah says that somebody should eat a piece of the hamoitzi, koidim sheyechol pasach, the piece of the hamoitzi that they made the bracha on, the roll or whatever, if they buy a simcha, bilkula, whatever the case is, during the week, before any other bread. And it goes without saying, obviously, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you eat from the lecha mishnah first, obviously. But so during the week, let's say, kadesh etei nechalas al tayavan, it should be eaten with an appetite, v'cheina hu al pi das hamekubalim. And it's, this is also al pi kabbalah, we said, it's also chibuv mitzvahs, and so on. Others say that one should eat it actually at the end of the Suda. One should try and eat part of it at the end of the Suda. He says actually, Ibcha, that Umisha Reitzel Lekayim Shneyam. So, in other words, some say before, some say after. One wants to do the right, you know, to cover all grounds, as they say, Misha Reitzel Lekayim Shneyam. Yoichal Techilas Prusa Moitzi, should eat a piece in the beginning, like possibly a Kazayas. Like we said, lechatchila, one should try and eat a kazayis while they're hungry. V'yishar ma'at mimenu l'sayfasud v'lechol b'achroinen, and they should try and leave over a little piece, not from the kazayis, but from the roll, the bilkula, the original bilkula, leave over a little shtickle for the end of the suda. Also, again, al pi kabbalah. Also, chibuv mitzvahs, like we saw in the Ramah, but he brings from the Shla and others, al pi kabbalah. Why at the end of the meal? He brings from the Sefer Hasidim, he brings from the Shla, Kavachaim, and so on. Okay, we'll stop over here. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Hu Kol Tov.